Welcome back. You're listening to Cross the Border, and my website is crosstheborder.org. And the message that my Heavenly Father has given me is that I preach. You know, I don't preach a greater. I'm not greater than my Master. And if it was good enough for him to preach, repent, for the kingdom is at hand, then that's the message that I'm going to preach. That repent, for the kingdom is at hand, and I would like you to cross the border into the kingdom of God, also called the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of our Heavenly Father, where his Son, Yahushua, is the King of Kings. And you cross into that kingdom, and you live forever. If you stay there, if you endure in his kingdom, if you just endure being discipled by him for the remainder of your mortal existence, you will be saved. That's the message. That's the gospel of the kingdom. Yeshua, our Messiah, Jesus, never preached another message. He did not preach the gospel of focus on the family. He did not preach a health and wealth and prosperity gospel. He did not preach the gospel of you get to go to heaven when you die. He preached none of those gospels. These are the predominant gospels today. You know, I mean, if your focus is on your family, well, what happens when the time comes and we have terrible persecution and you're tempted to put your family before obedience to the Heavenly Father? You're going to fall because your focus is wrong. If your focus is on health, wealth, and prosperity, your focus is wrong, because you're going to be providing for the flesh first. And how about if you go to heaven when you die? Get to go to heaven when you die. Repent. Isn't that what Yahushua said? Repent so that you can go to heaven when you die? No, I didn't find that anywhere. I read the Gospels. I read them all. And all he said was, repent, for the kingdom is at hand. And if you endure till the end, you shall be saved, to the end of your mortal existence. This is the grace period. At any time during this grace period, you can turn and you can follow the way. You can enter into his kingdom. And if you stay in his kingdom, he will never leave you or forsake you. But you can leave his kingdom. He won't leave you or forsake you, but you may leave and forsake him. Because our Heavenly Father and the King, Yahushua, they're not tyrants. They're not going to put barbed wire up around the kingdom to keep you in. They're not going to say, oh, you can't leave the kingdom. You don't like the law? Too bad. No, it's not like the kingdoms of this world, many of them, where they don't let you out. You know, it's getting like that in the land where I'm at. You got to have your papers to leave. Well, you don't need no papers to leave his kingdom. All you have to say is, well, I don't like your law. All you have to do is start being disobedient to his law, and you're out of the kingdom. That's it. By an act of disobedience, you're out of the kingdom, unless you're still learning, unless you're still allowing him to discipline you, unless your heart's going, oh, you know, I don't want to be disobedient. I practiced disobedience my entire life. As Paul the Apostle said, we were all the children of disobedience. And I need to learn obedience. It's so easy for me to fall into the things that I did before I followed the way, before I entered into this your kingdom. And I fall down sometimes. Sometimes I do an act of disobedience simply because I've been trained to be disobedient. But please, help me, Father. Help me to learn obedience. Write your law upon my heart that I may not be disobedient to you, that I may not sin against you. That's the heart's cry he's looking for. That's the cry that'll keep you in his kingdom, even if you stumble, even if you fall. You just get back up and you say, I don't want to fall no more. Teach me obedience. I don't care how many times I fall. I still want to learn obedience. Please help me. And he will. I know, because he's done it for me and he's doing it for me. And the longer I walk, the longer that I get back up and cry to him, the easier it becomes to be obedient. And the harder it becomes to fall into temptation. And that's really what we want. I desire, as I hope you desire, and many of you, I know you do, desire the day when we will never, ever be disobedient to our Heavenly Father again. And that day will come when this mortal puts on immortality. That's the day we long for. We long for His appearing when we will be like Him. And where were we? Oh yes, Abraham is making a deal with his neighbors for a burial place. And Abraham hearkened to the voice of Abram. He weighed out the 400 shekels of silver, and he gave it to him. And it says, the field of Ephron, which was in Machpelah, which was before Mamre, the field, the cave, which was therein, and all the trees that were on the field that were in all the borders round about were made sure. So they put up their markers, and Abraham marked his possession, which he had purchased from the inhabitants there, unto Abraham for a possession in the presence of the children of Heth, before all that went in at the gate of his city. So at the gate of his city is the place they made this deal as a witness. And after this, Abraham buried Sarah, his wife, in the cave of the field of Machpelah, before Mamre, the same as Hebron in the land of Canaan. And the field and the cave that is therein were made sure unto Abraham for possession of a burial place by the sons of Heth. Chapter 24, verse 1. And Abraham was old and well stricken in age, 137, at the time of the burial of his wife, who died at the age of 127. And Yahuwah had blessed Abraham in all things. And Abraham said to his eldest servant of his house, that ruled over all that he had, "Put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh, and I will make thee swear by Yahuwah, the God of heaven and the God of earth, that thou shalt not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of the Canaanites, among whom I dwell. But thou shalt go into my country, and to my kindred, and take a wife unto my son Isaac." And the servant said unto him, "Peradventure the woman will not be willing to follow me into this land. Must I needs bring thy son again unto the land from whence thou came?" And Abraham said unto him, Beware that thou bring not my son there again. Don't take my son there. Yahuwah, and here he says the name. In the Hebrew, it's the Tetragrammaton. This is the name of the Creator. Yahuwah, God of heaven, which took me from my father's house and from the land of my kindred, and which spoke unto me, that swore unto me, saying, "Unto thee, unto thy seed, will I give this land. He shall send his angel before thee, and thou shalt take a wife unto my son from thence. And if the woman will not be willing to follow thee, then thou shalt be clear from this my oath. Only bring not my son there again." And the servant put his hand under the thigh of Abraham his master, and swore to him concerning that the matter. And the servant took 10 camels of the camels of his master and departed, for all the goods his master were in his hand. And he arose and he went to Mesopotamia unto the city of Nahor. So he's got these camels and he's in charge of all his goods. This is, you know, Abraham's head servant. And he puts the goods of his master, whatever you can get on 10 camels, and whatever they need for the journey. And he departs. And he made his camels to kneel down without the city by a well of water at the time of the evening, at the time that women go out to draw water. And he said, "Yahuwah, God of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed this day, and show kindness unto my master Abraham. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw the water. And let it come to pass that the damsel of whom I shall say, 'Let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink,' and she shall say, 'Drink,' and I will give thy camels drink also. I mean, you know, this guy, here's a man of faith also. You know, the master, whose master is Abraham, is Abraham's chief servant. And he's a man of faith. He's prayed a very specific prayer. If thus and thus, let it be, and she'll come out. And let it come to pass that whatever woman I say to, let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink. So I'm going to ask a drink, and she's going to say, drink, and I will give your camels drink also. So she's going to answer him. You know, it's kind of like these code words these secret agents have. I say this, and you're going to say that. But here it is, you know, what faith? She's going to say the exact words. You know, give me a drink. And she's going to say, you know, I'm going to give your camels a drink too. She also, let the same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac. And thereby shall I know that thou hast shown kindness unto my master. And it came to pass before he had done speaking. So, I mean, he's praying this prayer. He's by the well. And before he's done speaking, that behold, Rebekah came out, who was born to Bethuel, son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, with her pitcher upon his shoulder. So before he's done saying the prayer, here she comes, Rebekah, with a pitcher upon her shoulder. And the damsel was very fair to look upon, a virgin, neither had any man known her. And she went down to the well and filled her pitcher and came up. And the servant ran to meet her and said, let me, I pray thee, drink a little water of thy pitcher. And she said, drink, my lord. And she hastened to let down her pitcher upon her hand and gave him drink. And when she had done giving him drink, she said, I will draw water for the camels also until they have done drinking. She hasted and emptied her pitcher into the trough and ran again to the well to draw water and drew for all the camels. Now the man, wondering at her, held his peace, to know whether Yahuwah had made his journey prosperous or not. I mean, this is a fairly miraculous thing. You know, he prays it, and it comes to pass. The woman draws water for him and for the camels, and he holds his peace. And it came to pass, as the camels had done drinking, that the man took a golden earring of half a shekel weight, and two bracelets for her hands of 10 shekel weights of gold. And he said, whose daughter are you? Tell me, I pray thee. Is there room in thy father's house for us to lodge in? And she said unto him, I am the daughter of Bethuel, the son of Milcah, which she bore unto Nahor. And she said, moreover, unto him, we have both straw and provender enough, and room to lodge thee. And the man bowed down his head and worshipped Yahuwah. And he said, blessed be Yahuwah, God of my master Abraham, who hath not left destitute my master of his mercy and of his truth. I, being in the way, Yahuwah led me to house of my master's brethren. And the damsel ran and told them, and told her mother, all those of her mother's house, these things. And Rebekah had a brother, and his name was Laban. And Laban ran out unto the man, unto the well. And it came to pass, when he saw the earring and the bracelets upon his sister's hands, and I mean, basically, immediately he made Rebekah a rich woman by giving her, you know, all this gold. And Rebekah had a brother's name was Laban, and when he saw the earrings and bracelets upon his sister's hands, when he heard the words of Rebekah, his sister, saying, thus spoke the man to me that came unto me, and behold, he stood by the camels at the well. And he said, come in, thou blessed of Yahuwah. Wherefore standest thou without? You know, why are you standing out here? Come on in, for I have prepared the house and room for your camels. And the man came into the house, and he girded his camels and gave straw and provender for the camels and water to wash his feet and the men's feet that were with him. And there was set meat before him to eat, but he said, I will not eat until I have told my errand. And he said, "Speak on." And he said, "I am Abraham's servant, and Yahuwah blessed my master greatly, and he has become great, and he hath given him flocks and herds and silver and gold and men servants and maid servants and camels and asses. And Sarah, my master's wife, bore him a son, my master, when he was old, and unto him he hath given all that he has." And what he's saying here is that, you know, my master Abraham is very rich. He has a son, and his son is the heir of everything. And my master made me swear, saying, "Thou shalt not take a wife to my son of the daughters of the Canaanites, in whose land I dwell, but thou shalt go to my father's house and to my kindred and take a wife unto my son." And I said unto my master, "Peradventure the woman will not follow me." And he said unto me, "Yahuwah before whom I walk will send his angel with thee and prosper the way. And thou shalt take a wife for my son from my kindred of my father's house. Then shall you be clear from this oath when you cometh to my kindred, and if they give not thee one, thou shalt be clear from my oath." And I came this day unto the well and said, "Yahuwah, God of my master Abraham, if now thou do prosper my way in which I go, behold, I stand by the well of water, and if it come to pass that when the virgin cometh forth to draw water, I say to her," and he goes through the whole story again, "give me, I pray thee, a little water from a pitcher to drink. And she say to me, both drink thou, and I will also draw for the camels. Let the same woman be the woman whom Yahuwah hath appointed for my master's son." And before I had done speaking in my heart, so he's saying a silent prayer, behold, Rebecca came forth in her pitcher on her shoulder, and she went down to the well and drew water, and I said to her, "Let me drink, I pray thee." And she made haste and let down her pitcher from her shoulder and said, "Drink, and I will give your camels also." So I drank, and she made the camels drink also. And I asked her, and I said, "Whose daughter art thou?" So he's repeating the whole story for them to let them know that, you know, that this is not just a thing that this happened or he saw her, but that this is a divine thing, you know. He wants to convince them so that he can prosper, as anyone would do in his situation. So he says, I asked her, "Whose daughter are you?" And she said, "The daughter of Bethuel, Nahor's son, whom Milcah bore unto him. And I put the earring upon her face and the bracelets upon her hands. And I bowed down my head and worshipped Yahuwah and blessed Yahuwah, God of my master Abraham, which had led me in the right way to take my master's brother's daughter unto his son. And now, if you will deal kindly and truly with my master, tell me. And if not, tell me that I may turn to the right hand or to the left, that I might go another way." And Laban and Bethuel answered and said, "The thing proceedeth from Yahuwah. We cannot speak unto thee bad or good. Behold, Rebekah is before thee. Take her and go, and let her be thy master's son's wife, as Yahuwah hath spoken." And it came to pass, when Abraham's servant heard their words, he worshipped Yahuwah, bowing himself down to the ground. So he just falls down and he worships. And the servant brought forth jewels of silver, jewels of gold, and raiment, clothing, and gave them to Rebekah. And he gave also her brother and her mother precious things. And they did eat and drink, he and the men that were with him. And he tarried all night, and they rose up in the morning. And he said, "Send me away to my master." And her brother and her mother said, "Oh, let the damsel abide with us a few days, at least 10. After that, she shall go." Yes, it's hard to part. It's hard to let someone go like that, especially knowing they're not going to see her. They want to celebrate and rejoice for at least 10 days. And he said unto them, "Hinder me not, seeing Yahuwah has prospered my way. Send me away that I may go to my master." And they said, "Well, we'll call the damsel and inquire at her mouth." And they called Rebekah and said to her, "Will you go with this man?" And she said, "I will go." And they sent away Rebekah, their sister, and her nurse, and Abraham's servant, and his men. And they blessed Rebekah and said unto her, "Thou art our sister, be thou the mother of thousands of millions, and let thy seed possess the gate of those which hate them." And Rebekah rose and her damsels, and they rode upon the camels and followed the man, and the servant took Rebekah and went his way. And I think we're going to pick up here next time, because Isaac came from the way of the well of Lahai-Rai, and there's a tough one to pronounce, for he dwelt in the south of the country. And Isaac went out to meditate in the field at the eventide, and he lifted up his eyes and saw, and behold, the camels coming. Well, Isaac knows what's going on. There's nothing hidden. You know, it's like the small town where everybody knows everything, and we don't know. I mean, this was a journey. They took camels and provision with them, and they're coming back. They didn't hop in the bus or in their van and make this journey and a drive over there. It took time to travel in these days. And so he looks up and he sees the camels coming. He lifted up his eyes. He saw, behold, the camels coming. Rebekah lifted up her eyes. And when she saw Isaac, she lighted off the camel. For she had said unto the servant, "What man is this that walketh into the in the field to meet us?" And the servant had said, "It is my master." Therefore, she took a veil and covered herself. And this goes to the modesty of the day, too. And the servant told Isaac all things which had been done. And Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent. And he took Rebekah, and she became his wife, and he loved her. And Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. And we're going to pick up here tomorrow. There's a lot of commentary, a lot of things going on here that apply even today. And we're going to get into that next time. So on Cross the Border. So I want you to join me next time right here. Same time, same station. And if you can't make it, come back to the archives and listen there. You can listen anytime on demand. And I'd like you to always remember that there is nothing more important in this life than that we cross the border into the kingdom of Yahuwah, the kingdom of our Heavenly Father, and obtain eternal life, and endure till the end, truly become a disciple.